Howdy, folks. I want to welcome you to another episode of Life Around the Fire. My name is David Hutari, and I'll be your host today. We are a podcast that is devoted to spiritual growth. And when I talk about spiritual growth, I'm primarily talking about our relationship with God and one another, and we're addressing it on a spiritual level. Today, man, I've got some really cool news. We as a team are going to begin to take this particular Life Around the Fire, this whole package, we're going to begin to take it on the road. We've been praying about this and planning for this for quite some time, and now we have the green light to do that. And so I want to announce to you a date, and that's going to be August the 26th and 27th of 2022, this year, in the Minneapolis-St. Paul area. That's where we're going to begin to start, in Minnesota. And it's going to be a Friday evening and a Saturday. And we're calling it Kingdom Come, based upon the prayer outline that Jesus gave to his disciples when they asked him, Lord, teach us to pray like John taught his disciples how to pray. And Jesus said, when you pray, pray like this: Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. For yours is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. The kingdom come element is an invocation that Jesus taught his disciples when he said, pray the kingdom come. It's in essence saying, kingdom come. And it's a declaration. Well, we're doing that. We are declaring that God's kingdom be manifest on earth as it is in heaven. Powerful, man. So what we're doing right now is announcing it so that you can begin to plan on praying and participating in it. It's for the people primarily, actually all throughout the people that are listening, but the focus is in the northern and midwestern areas of the United States. However, we have people listening from all over the world, and it wouldn't surprise me if there are some people that are interested in coming and participating in something like this. It's going to be powerful. The atmosphere is going to be one that we're praying that the righteousness, joy, and peace that the Holy Spirit provides would just permeate the air. And that this would be a time that would be a time of celebration, a time of uplifting, a time of renewal, a time of refreshing. There's a prayer list that I'm going to be providing regarding this whole event so that leading up to it, we can cover this thing in prayer and that we can have faith that we connect to with God so that we're partnering with what he wants to see take place. I'm excited, man. And so I wanted to leave that with you. And before I check out, let's take a moment and pray right now. Father, thank you for what you're doing in the world today. What you have been doing, what you are doing, and what you intend to do. I thank you. And I thank you for calling us and giving us the opportunity, the privilege, and the responsibility of participating in that, to be your managers on earth, to be conduits for your kingdom to be manifest on earth as it is in heaven. God, that's powerful. I thank you for that. And I ask for the leadership and guidance of your Spirit, for the exaltation of your name, for the glorification of Jesus Christ, for him to be announced and pronounced in a large way, and for him to manifest you in a magnificent, glorious fashion, that there would be an environment that would be healthy, healing, that there would be signs and wonders that would follow the ministry of your word. Lord, thank you, God. And we pray this now in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, folks, I'm going to check out and let things kind of just move on here. And in the meantime, man, behave yourselves and have a great day. Bye.